That's what I'm talking about.
Attention, all earthlings. Time for Martellus, making Dan Campbell jealous with them bad radio fellas. Call him Red Zone Zilla, a Red Zone killer. Spending Captain Crunch money on the reg. That's Barilla. John Garrett in his ear playing Halo in the interview. Founded the Black Olympics, you're uptight. He offended you. Fighting through Bob's questions that take like 5 minutes. Live from another planet, Martellus Bennett. Marty V doesn't care about time, but he probably likes groove now and so.
Martellus, 215. Martellus, and yes, we've tracked him down Martellus, in studio Martellus, with iPhone money. It is Jupiter's Crunch.
What up?
It is Martellus Bennett.
I'm here.
Marty?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Welcome to our studio.
I know this is my first time actually being in a studio instead of like at home playing a video game or in a car or in a afternoon date.
Well, that's, we appreciate
well, I just remembered we wanted to have a video game up here for you.
Yeah, I should have. That's
oh, I forgot remember to bring we were Rock gonna... Band in my 4-year-old.
You know when we get the best conversations? When I'm in my library at the house. My library doesn't have books, though. It's just a commode.
I totally believe that.
Yeah,
I totally believe that.
Do you have
that.
A TV and video games in your library?
Have you done that to
no,
us?
No, I have to concentrate.
You should.
You that's... haven't done that to us, have you? Isn't that annoying when you talk to someone and they're in the bathroom?
And
half,
that
of
goes...
the, half of the interview, I do one. Not the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
So you did the honorable thing and didn't let us hear the flush?
No, I came back later and flushed.
Yeah. Because you have to do that sometimes. You yeah. don't want, because it's an insult.
It's according to who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes if you're talking to someone you love, you just flush. Who cares?
I don't know. I never want to let on.
I do.
I never know. It's kind of like if your girlfriend's at the house or your wife, you well, y'all married probably, but you try to go to, you got to go to the bathroom downstairs
no,
instead of
no, you
the,
don't. You
yes,
know what?
You
get used to that, Holmes. You just keep the door open.
Wow.
You'll learn.
What's wrong with you?
No, nah,
it's
just
how
know.
It is, Doc.
That's ridiculous, Donovan.
That is, huh? That's
you know, it's good that you aren't...
That's
that
disgusting.
You didn't go out and get married early.
Yeah, it is.
I'm proud of you for that.
Well, thank you.
So many guys do that, and then they just cheat on their wives, and
well,
then they
know.
Have to get remarried again later and give half their money away.
I don't cheat, and I don't... I'm not a cheater.
You know? Well, if you're not married, you can't cheat.
True. Thus is true, you know? But...
It's a good deal though. It's like the Troy Aikman way or the
well, let's
well,
not,
I guess the Romo
let's
way.
Let's not
right?
throw the parade yet. He's still 22, right?
Well, yeah. He's not. Do you think he's? You're not going to get married anytime soon.
No, I'm not going to get married anytime. Now you never know what happened though. You know, one day I might just feel like being married.
Like who married that Kardashian?
Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I meet somebody for like a week and then hey, let's get married.
That was crazy.
It seemed like the popular thing to do.
Yeah, it really
he knew
does.
Her a month.
Seems like what all the
and
cool kids
and he proposed
are doing.
To another chick before her that he knew for a month.
He did?
So, ladies,
and she said no?
Yeah, ladies, if you out there.
What, you
just,
think after a month?
Ladies, if you
Lamar
out there.
Odom.
If you out there and you're looking for what'd you call it? A person that.
Tight end?
A husband?
A husband that makes a lot of money. Just find Lamar Odom and try to get with him for like a week or two. He'll probably marry you.
But not with Marty B.
No, Marty B. I'm taking, though. I'm dating.
You are?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you're taken for life, necessarily. You
I'm
still have a chance.
I'm taken for the moment.
Right. So I'm on IamMartyB.com. Is it our fault that you aren't updated on the Marty B radio show?
I think so. It's not my fault.
Are we supposed to
I
mail it to
send you?
You
every episode, no?
Because we only have up through September 29th episode.
What's today?
It's
October 13th, so I guess, do we send you last week's?
No, right. I didn't get last week's.
All right, we'll get TC on the case.
Thank you, so I can send it, put it up there for the Marty B fans out there.
We'll get that done. So how you feel about Sunday? How'd you feel about the Kansas City game?
I feel like it was a game that we should win by a lot more points, you know.
People agree with you so far.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a game where we've learned about ourselves, you know. We still got a long way to go to be the team that we want to be, but we're a very good team. You see, we get a lot of penalties. And turnovers, and we turn the ball over, and we don't get any turnovers. It's, no matter who you're playing, it's hard to win games like that in the NFL. So, I thought the Chiefs, they play very hard. I mean, we heard this was the game that they was looking forward to, and it's the game that they really wanted to win. And, I mean, I told people that the Cowboys and Chiefs haven't been rivals since the Cowboys and Indians back in the day. You know, Apache versus, I don't know, who was a Cowboy from back in the – David Crockett?
Go with it.
David Crockett. And, you know, since David
sure,
Crockett.
Why not?
And the Conquistadors, you know.
Yeah.
We haven't been rivals with them then, but they try to make it into a rival game. But, man, I thought Miles had a great day. You know, he's
gosh,
a guy. He stepped it up. Got a chance to catch a lot of balls, you know, through a couple of his way. He made big plays for us. Defense played well for the majority of the game, you know. We just got to put a whole game together and stop shooting ourselves in the foot when we're moving the ball. We got a lot of penalties that put us behind the eight ball, you know, false starts, holding, tripping. It's crazy now because, like, when we make a big play, everybody looks around for a flag. Like,
right,
man, did we get a flag on that play, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, thought Tashar had a good day. Marion ran the ball well. Romo came back and had a big game after the last one. So, I mean, we're looking good as a team.
So, is there chewing out that goes on when there's a lot of penalties? I don't know. I mean, it just seems like.
Yeah, there's a lot of cursing and chewing out.
Really?
Yeah.
Who does that?
Everybody. I mean, from the players to
all
the
right,
coaches.
You know what? I want to investigate this further because Pam Oliver was down on your sideline, I guess, Sunday, and she was throwing out that all players were calling. She was hearing Cowboy players say, this is embarrassing, and what else did she
joke.
Say?
It was a joke.
This is a joke, and this is an embarrassment
going
right
into halftime,
now. Going
right?
into halftime, everyone was like that. Was there a lot of that going on?
I didn't hear it. You know, I hear nobody say it's a joke, but she probably has better ears for me because her ears are trained to hear stuff like
right.
that.
She's not wearing a football helmet either.
Yeah, so and her ears weren't as cold as mine because she had earmuffs on. But but for the most part, I didn't hear any of that. I know a lot of guys like, come on, we got to pick it up. There's a time when Witten pulled offense to the side, you know, him being the leader that he is, and say, hey, look, we got to get this thing going. We can't be going out there. We got to make these plays. Somebody has to step it up, make plays, and let's move the ball down the field, you know, so. I mean, you got a lot of guys like that. I know some guys were pissed, you know. Flozell's mad at himself a couple times.
I saw that.
You know, he was pissed for a moment too, but that's part of the game. You know, you're going to have mistakes, you know. And Flozell did a great job the whole game, you know, blocking everything he did the whole game. He played well, you know, besides the penalties and whatnot. And there's a lot of guys getting penalties. And I think we're penalized so much that the referees look forward to calling penalties on us now. So kind of like if you know him for – hitting below the belt in a boxing match, the referees call it sooner than usual, you know, or you bite ears a lot. They're looking for you to bite more ears.
Yeah, when you
yeah, they get classified
when you make your
as
bed
ear biter.
Or whatever, right?
Yeah, they classify you as an ear biter, yeah.
Yeah, if they go in thinking that you're a highly penalized team, then you kind of get treated like
it's
that.
Crazy.
You don't get the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, it's crazy. We get a lot of flags, you know. Yeah. Thought we were playing flag football for a moment.
But what you said earlier, though, is spot on because if you look at what you guys do, there's a lot of bad offenses in this league. You guys aren't one of them. Every time you run a play, you're getting 6.5, 7 yards a play. You run very well. You pass the ball very well. The only thing stopping you guys is the stinking penalties and the you know, inopportune turnovers at times. But that wasn't an issue. I mean, well, I guess it was an issue.
And yeah. We got to do better in the red zone. You know,
red zone's big too.
That's big with us, man. We got to score 7 and, you know, kicking field goals. It's not on big time games, you know, when you play teams like the Redskins, the Giants, the Steelers, and teams like that, you got to be able to score in the red zone. So, no matter who you're playing, those are points that we got to be able to capitalize on in the red zone. That's something we got to get better at as a team. But for the most part, yeah, a lot of it's just penalties. You know, we move the ball, then the next thing you know, it's 2nd and 36. It's almost impossible. It's hard for me to get 2nd and 36 in a video game when
right.
I play Madden. But I do it because I'm awesome at the video game, you know, with joysticks in my hand. But in real life,
yeah,
that's hard to do, you know.
Dang
so,
it, you're right.
So even like, say we go from third and four to 3rd and 9, that's tough too because it eliminates a lot of calls that you can, you know.
Right.
You could probably run it with our running backs and get 4 yards on 3rd down. Now you 3rd and 9, you got to throw it, you know. So
and the defense knows.
Yeah, they know it.
And they bring the blitz.
They bring the blitz. They pin their ears back and come around the edge and just rush, you know. So. But, I mean, it's something we got to get better on. We got to stop doing getting penalized as an offense.
How can we get more Marty B in that offense?
Go to IamMartyB.com and vote for me. Nah, I truly believe my time is coming. You know, I've been working hard. I continue to work hard and go about everything the right way. You know, I'm not one to go, I need a ball. You know, that's not my style. You know, I'm laid back and I just chill, you know.
But you wouldn't mind it.
I would love to touch there. If I could run it, I would, you know. Anyway, if I could return punts, I'd go back there and return them anytime I could touch the ball because that's when I feel like I'm the best, when I have the ball in my hands, you know. But As far as character goes, for me, you know, it's been a change for me. You know, I went to A&M, you know, where I was getting the ball one every 18 plays, you know, and now it's one every 36. But
not that we're counting.
Not that we're counting. I don't know. I just made up numbers. But for the most part, you know, I don't really trip. As long as we're making completing passes and moving the ball, I'm out there. I'm just happy to be out there and be playing, because that's what I do. I just love
okay.
to compete.
I wondered about that. I wonder if that's true, because that's the right thing to say. But I just wonder if you're running routes hard and, you know, trying to make a name for yourself and help the team and all that, you know.
Hell yeah, I run my routes. I run them even harder because I'm like,
that's what I'm saying.
So I'm like, hey.
So you're saying a good thing. I'm curious if you totally believe that you're not at all annoyed by that, or, you know, I mean, totally waiting your time. You see, it paid off for Miles. He got his chance. He did something with it.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. When you get your chance,
you
got to
make the most of it.
It's like,
so, like, for me, of course, at times you get aggravated as an athlete. I mean, that's what you do. You catch the ball, you run with the pass. There's not an athlete out here that doesn't want the ball. You know, everybody on our team wants. I mean, even Miles caught 10 balls. I'm pretty sure he would love to catch 20.
Right.
You know, so that's just the way he is as an athlete. It's like a arrogance you have about yourself on the field. That's just the way you play. And me. Mine is off the charts. You know, when I'm out there, I feel like, hey, nobody could hold me, nobody could cover me. So when I'm running my routes and stuff, I'm just running and get open. Sometimes I'm fourth in the read, the second guy might get open, or the first guy might get open. I'll be like, you know, so I just keep running, keep playing, and keep going.
All right.
Like five games through last year compared to this year, aren't you on the field more now?
Way more.
I'm on the field more than 75% of the time. So, I mean.
So, I'm just trying to, you know, figure out how come they're not getting you the ball more.
I have no idea. I mean, it's just the play. Sometimes, a lot of times, I do a lot of pass blocking, if y'all haven't noticed. Which I have got, I mean, I might put on 60 pounds and go to left tackle.
You're in there quite a bit.
Yeah, so.
And honestly, well.
Which speaks a great deal, because they obviously, and they respect, don't, they ain't going to let you out there if they don't trust you to pass block.
They respect me as an overall player. They ask me to block, they know I'm going to do it. They ask me to run routes, they know I'm going to do it. They know that whatever it is they ask me to do, they know I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it the best of my ability, no matter what it is. If it's, I'm not one guy like, man, I ain't getting the ball. Damn, I'm not going to block this play, you know. I take pride in every part of my game. So, I mean, to be out there, be a devastating blocker, the whole Tambe Hulali Molito, you know, the last of the Mohicans out there rushing off the edge all day, you know.
He looked like he was fun to run block. He doesn't look like he likes the ball being run at him, Tom Bahali.
He doesn't. You know, he tried to come after me and Witt, but me and Witt, we destroyed him.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah. All right, let's pick it up there. It's 2:29. We got Martello.
Like he should have been on Saved by the Bell.
Like Screech?
Well, so you
just made me very happy.
All right, Marty B, what do we got to plug for Marty B? You like people to go to IamMartyB.com?
IamMartyB.com. Follow me on Twitter at Jupiter_Crunch.
Now say that slowly so I can understand. What
did
you say?
The at sign, like,
oh, okay.
Hey, at Gmail.
Jupiter_Crunch. Okay. How many followers you got? Bob's always bragging.
11,806.
Yeah, he's beating me.
11,806?
Yeah, I'm trying to get to
but
him.
Now he's trying
what
to
what can
help.
We get him by today? 11,810?
See, I mean, I think all of our followers probably already follow him.
You
I don't
think so?
I don't think so.
All right, well, everybody.
So it's at Jupiter_Crunch. Okay.
And then he's trying to help.
I think I'm the only real
audience.
Cowboy Twitterer out there besides
everyone else
Ogletree.
Is not very serious about it.
I'm not very. I
like
mean,
Marcus Spears tweets once every 3 weeks.
Yeah, he doesn't mean serious.
They're
it's
married.
Serious content.
They're married. So, I mean, they ain't got time to tweet, you know.
So it's one or the other? You're either married or you have time to tweet?
Yeah.
kids usually throws. Like, DeMarcus Ware is busy singing to his kid.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
head,
right.
Head, shoulder, knees, and toes.
Think you got the tune wrong.
I don't remember it.
We've all.
I got Hard Knocks on DVD. Here, I'm going to check it out.
Here, listen. We don't have. I think we have DeMarcus.
Head, shoulder, knees, and toes, knees, and toes.
Knees, and toes.
Head, shoulder, knees, and toes, knees, and toes. Like a miniature Forrest Gump.
Eyes, and ears, and mouth, and nose. Head, and shoulder, knees, and toes, knees, and toes.
Yeah,
you like that song?
Yeah, I like that song, Daddy. I'm gonna sing it again.
What's
sing it again?
It's hard to believe he can be.
We met the girls from your from Splitsville Lanes. They said you had a bowling league there.
I do have a bowling league. I bowl Tuesday nights. Actually, I'll be bowling there tonight after my TV show. Come out tonight. The show is taking place at Kincaid's. Starts at 8, taping live. You could go out there, be cheering. I got
Kincaid's.
Yeah, it's a burger place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's in Arlington, right? It's in that Arlington Highlands
shopping center. And then after
New there.
Yeah, and we bowl at Splitsville after.
All right.
And all the proceeds go to my charity, the Martellus Bennett Truly Blessed Foundation.
What do you do with that?
Anything I feel like doing. That's the best part about it. I just love helping people.
Okay.
Like, I don't just focus. Right. You know, like Brady James focused on breast cancer because that's something that affected his life. Or, you know, a lot of guys do other stuff. But me, I just kind of freelance. Because, you know, one day I might be on a plane. I might meet a blind guy, you know, who has a great story. Then from then on, I might be motivated to
help blind people.
Let's help blind people.
Hey, Tom's got diabetes. He could help that.
I know I did. I spoke at diabetes.
So enough of
them.
Yeah, you need to move on.
With the mayor this morning.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You did a bit out in downtown. So you were down here in the rain today already.
Yeah.
Went home, changed, and came back.
Yeah, because I had on a suit, so I had to get out of the suit because I didn't think the station was worth my suit. I know what kind of chairs I had up here.
No, you're right.
So I didn't want to get my suit dirty.
Do we have two arms on your chair?
No,
arms.
It's handicapped. It only has one arm.
So, wow.
Sorry, poor chair.
So, you know, it's so embarrassing, though. We have guests come up here. We have famous people.
Got to bring our own chairs.
We're big time.
Yeah, you really got to bring your own chair.
We're the highest rated station, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. We want to tell everybody how big time we are. And then you walk in and you're like, what?
I thought I was going to have a golden chairs with like Superman wheels.
See, you would think that. But
like a LeBron throne waiting for you?
Yes. But LeBron James is my favorite athlete in the world.
You can meet him this year?
I don't know. I might have to go to the Cavaliers game. You know,
they're going to be in for preseason. Also, he'll be here for the All-Star game. So
yeah, hopefully I can play in the All-Star game.
Well, you know, he might not make the All-Star game. Yeah,
let's not assume he's going to make the All-Star team.
How would he not? it's like you can pick the All-Star team before the season starts.
They might not vote him in.
You
so
hear he's
be
gonna,
careful.
No, he's announced he's going to be in the dunk contest this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try to get in a celebrity game. You know,
now he claims that the play, Cowboys that are his favorite team.
That way I could play against T.O. and hit him for like 60 points.
You guys should trade for
T.O. Trade for T.O. for what?
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like both of you miss each other a little bit. Is that true or no?
I miss him as a person. I think he's a cool guy.
You don't think you miss him as a teammate at all?
He's a good teammate, too.
On the field, it just seems like T.O. could use you guys, and like he doesn't seem to be racking up the numbers there in Buffalo.
I mean, we could use him, but we don't need him.
Okay, I'll buy that.
I would buy that as well, but then again, I have an agenda on that front. I think it's a little more peaceful on that sideline this year, but that's just me. I did want to ask you, though, about what the normal procedure is for bye week. Do they set you guys loose, or how does that work?
Mexico?
Nobody sets me loose.
Okay, well, they make you stay, but how about the rest of the team?
Practice Wednesdays and Thursday. Thursday night, a lot of the guys, if they go home or wherever they got planned on for the weekend, they leave Thursday night. You know, just
come back what?
Come back Sunday night.
Okay.
Because we got practice Monday. So, I mean.
But you're not interested in that. You got a big Halo weekend.
Well, this weekend for me is, you know, it's a Marty B week, you know, just working on myself as a person and trying to become a better person every single day of my life. So.
And what would go into that?
You know, I'm taking a Gandhi approach to people like you, you know, people that.
Or people like me.
That's right.
I'm just messing with you, but. You know, I'm just, you know, my thing right now is ELE, everybody love everybody.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm just working on living life to love, you know, that's my thing right now, you know, so.
Just love.
It's just love.
Free
just
love?
Free love. Actually, there's nothing free in the world.
But love.
Well, hugs are free. I give out free hugs. If you see me, ask for hugs, but if I have my suit on, I might not hug you, so don't be offended.
We had a listener call in. They want to know, when you play Madden, do you put yourself in for Witten?
Do I put my – hell yeah, I put myself a fullback, put myself a receiver, I move myself around, you know, I kind of
– What's your rating?
I'm like the ultimate – I don't know. It's not good enough, though.
You know.
It's like 76. I'm supposed to be like 96.
That's outrageous.
That's outrageous. I know. It's despicable.
So we were – okay, before the break.
Yes, sir.
We were talking about that kind of. Like, last year you're out there, nobody really thought anything was going to happen. Or I thought you were like – you came out of nowhere. if you caught a touchdown or something, it was like, whoa, Marty B, okay, great.
Yeah, this guy's just, this is like putting in man off the bench, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. But now this year.
It's a nicer little
like
play.
It's like when Tony Kukoc used to come in and score 26 points. You know? Right. It's like, wow.
But you know, we just didn't know what to expect from you all year, I guess. But then this
thanks
year.
Thanks to Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks. So,
big
okay.
Big touchdown in Washington, though.
Two
okay,
Hard Knocks,
there
though.
To go.
So when they showed you, like, shaking your head or something, that might have been edited from something they had filmed 3 weeks before.
Yeah.
And that made you look like you were just ignoring the coach or like you're an a-hole right there, really.
Well, the way they edit stuff is awesome, though. You know, I was like, dang, I didn't do that on that day. Then I looked at the weather. You know, as an athlete, you kind of remember what you wore and what you did on which day. So I kind of looked, I was like, man, I didn't have that on that day. But to the normal human naked eye, because all eyes are naked.
Right.
And your epidermis is showing, too. But for the most part, you know, they did a great job editing. I just, you know.
Unless you're wearing contacts, then that's
your eyes
kind of
not naked.
Naked.
Yeah, protection.
Yeah, yeah, protection on your eyes.
But so did the Cowboys realize that, though? Did John Garrett realize?
He was mic'd up, too. I think he knew. It was plotted. I think they put a plot up against Hard Knocks. Like, we're going to attack that guy.
Okay, but then this year. Okay, so back to the middle of the thing I just left. Now, this year. In the offseason, everybody's talking about how, wow, look, with what Marty B did this last year, now we're going to use him this way, and he's going to catch five balls a game, and blah, blah, blah. And now is it like they're expecting it out of you? You can't, and now you're being used almost as a decoy a little bit? Because when you're out there, the offense is effective.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm being used as a decoy. I just think that, I don't know. I'd just be out there. I'd be playing. I'd just play football. But for the most part, I think it's – I put a the way I train the whole offseason, the training camp, mini camps, OTAs, everything, the way I've been working, like I've just been making plays. And every day at camp or at practice, I'm just cashing in, and showing them what I could do every single day.
Preseason, huge.
Yeah, I did.
You led, pretty good. Yeah, you
– And that is like –
you're up among the NFL leaders in catches and yards.
I didn't even really play that much in the preseason all the time either. So, you know, so
– Kitna loved you.
Yeah, me and Kitna has a bond.
Do you think they're all happy with you? You think the coaches are happy with you and how you're progressing?
Yeah, I think they are happy
with
me.
Are they on your tail every week? Or I mean, of course, they are normally. I'm just saying, you don't feel like you're in a doghouse or anything, do you?
No. I wish somebody would tell me. But I don't.
But you're getting snaps. You're out there.
Yeah, I'm out there.
You're
40,
part of a dominating run game.
I'm out there 45, 48 snaps a game. So it's like, I don't think that's a problem. If that was the case, they would put somebody else in or go through a different personnel package. I just think it's my time is coming, you know.
Nah, they're rolling tons of two tight ends, and I was just telling you in the break, the most enjoyable thing about the Kansas City game is that you guys ran that 22 with Dion and you and Witten lined up next to each other off a tackle, and the same pulling guard play, you ran it over and over again, and Kansas City had no idea what to do. You're just running it down their throat and just killing them at the point of attack.
Yeah, that's what we do, you know.
What's that play called? Come on, give us a little insight here.
What's it called?
Omaha.
You know the play.
Power.
The
it's play. Power play. It's called power.
Every play is called Omaha.
They just say power in the huddle?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
I mean, that's what we say.
We're not in the huddle. We're not going to hear the play call. We're not going
to
tip off.
It's a power play. That's what it is. Any football guy be like, dang, they just keep running. Vrabel.
Vrabel. Yeah, Mike Vrabel, yeah.
Mike Vrabel. That's what I call him, the gerbil. He out there, he knew the play was coming.
Yeah.
He just couldn't, he's like, here's coming the power. He just couldn't do nothing about it. Witten just grabbed him and threw him around. So
it was sweet.
Yeah, and Mike Vrabel was out there, right? He was out there playing. I was pass blocking. He was trying to rush me. You know, while he was rushing me, I was like, man, he's just old and slow. He's stealing money. You know, so that's why I was telling him while I was blocking him. And then after that, he's like, what you going to do, make a rap song about it?
Oh, really?
I was like, yeah, thanks for tuning in to Marty B TV. I'm glad you watched me.
So wow, Mike Vrabel and Marty B getting
it. Then I told him to go buy my album. I said, buy my album when it comes out, too.
He did get a touchdown, though, on Sunday, didn't he?
I know. I was like, he's in it. I mean, they've been running the same place since he's been the 27 years he's been in the NFL.
Yeah, but the defense didn't know that, did they?
I knew it.
Hey, did you hear what Witten and Haley were barking about when Witten went over to the sideline with the refs? Did you see that? Were you on the field at the time?
I probably was. I don't know.
Yeah, you were busy, weren't you?
I'd be in the zone. You know, once I'm out there, I just
totally.
I'd be, Like, my mind wanders, but when I'm playing football, it's just all football. I don't see it.
You're not looking at cheerleaders or hearing them.
After the game, before the game. But when the game starts, I mean, I'm focused. You know, after the
game. That's good.
After the game, hey, how you doing?
That's good.
The players, you know, the ones that aren't married. they try to get me to get the cheerleaders because I'm like the cutest guy on the team.
Are you?
Wow. Yeah. Was that a vote?
Yeah, I was voted sexiest man, one of the sexiest men.
Now, did the players vote for you, or was
sexiest
that
man
fan voting?
I mean, the ladies would call in and say the same thing. I'm just one of the sexiest.
Cutest and sexiest are different, are they
I'm
not?
Both. That's the thing. I got the total package.
Wow. Okay.
See, that's interesting.
I'm every woman's type.
As voted on by?
Everybody.
By Marty B.
It was a poll we held.
How many Twitter followers do you have now?
Let's see.
This is very exciting.
This is why I love the iPhone. Oh, check this out. How you like this right here? Look, this is my screensaver. This is like the best thing ever.
So you have two phones, like
keep the planet clean because it's not Uranus.
I enjoy it. I just have my kids as my screensaver. How boring, right?
Yeah, that's very boring. If I had kids, would not be my screensaver.
No.
No. Not even totally, on my computer. I would not.
Totally not, messes up the vibe, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, some people put their kids on as the background on the computer, like the slideshow with a bunch of different pictures.
No, yeah.
Not me. Not too. No.
Someday.
Not I. He said a cool, fast black guy with the shades on, even though it's raining outside.
It's indeed. Like,
I thought you were going to update me on how many Twitter followers.
Oh, 11,830.
We really didn't bump it up very much.
20? That's what we got him?
Well, we haven't started our full.
Say the address again. Say it again.
Who, me? I forgot it.
At Jupiter's with an S. Don't be like Jermichael Finley and put like Jupiter_Crunch. I swear he can't spell.
What an idiot.
Yeah. I don't know what he's thinking when he did that. He was trying to have a conversation with me, you know, trying to converse. You know, he was like, oh, we're conversating. Who knows? We're conversing. You know?
Well, thank you.
RNS. That's RPS. That's RPS.
That's very big out there.
There's people stuff. You know? Hey, you.
Oh, yeah. Dear. Did you hear that? What'd you hear?
I heard somebody whisper in my ear like Prince.
Now, that was Tom Gribble.
All right.
Iron Fist on this show.
At Jupiter's
_Crunch. He's trying to hold Marty B down.
That's
He's the John Garrett of our show.
Thanks for coming up, dude.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I look forward to doing it again, man. It's been
Marty B.
Yeah.
It's been a great day.
Enjoy the bye week.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right. God bless you.
Enjoy Jupiter.
I will when I go back on my off week.
All right. It's 2:52. This is the